Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. When EOSE dropped over 6% in a single session back in July, despite landing a major power project selection, emotions definitely took over. But we're not here to trade the noise. We're here to figure out if the fundamentals are finally catching up to the story. Today, we're breaking down EOS Energy Enterprises from every angle: the business, the numbers, the valuation, and whether this zinc-based battery pioneer is a real long-term play or just another speculative clean energy story. Let's set the stage. EOS Energy Enterprises is trading right around $3.46 a share, with a market cap hovering near $1 billion. The stock has been on a wild ride, down over 60% in the last 3 months, down more than 50% over 6 months, and down over 75% from 5 years ago. That's brutal. But here's the thing. This is a company that's fundamentally transforming its manufacturing footprint, and sometimes the market price is in the worst before the best actually arrives. So what exactly is EOS? Founded in 2008 and headquartered in Edison, New Jersey, EOS Energy Enterprises designs and manufactures zinc-based battery storage solutions for the grid. This isn't your typical lithium-ion story. EOS uses a proprietary aqueous zinc chemistry that's non-flammable, non-toxic, and designed for long-duration storage. Think 4 to 12 hours of discharge, which is exactly what utilities need as renewables penetration grows. The company's Z3 battery is their flagship product, and they're positioning themselves as America's leading domestic innovator in this space. They've got about 787 full-time employees, and CEO Joseph Mastrangelo Jr. is leading the charge. The company trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker EOSE. Now let's talk about the revenue story, because this is where things get interesting. In 2025, EOS generated just over $114 million in revenue. That's a massive jump from the roughly $15.6 million they posted in 2024, an increase of over 700% year over year. And the vast majority of that revenue, about $93 million, came from the United States, which makes sense given their domestic manufacturing focus and the Inflation Reduction Act tailwinds. The company is essentially going from pilot mode to production mode, and the revenue trajectory reflects that inflection point. But here's where the story gets complicated. While revenue is exploding, profitability is still a ways off. In 2025, EOS reported a net loss of about $970 million, or negative $6.69 per share. That's actually a much larger loss than the previous year's $686 million loss. A big chunk of that, over $900 million in EBITDA losses, likely includes non-cash charges like warrant revaluations or impairments, but the operating loss of roughly $257 million is the real number to focus on. The company is still burning cash. Operating cash flow was negative $211 million in 2025, and free cash flow came in at negative $265 million. That said, they ended 2025 with a strong balance sheet, over $568 million in cash, which gives them a solid runway to execute on their manufacturing scale-up. Management's commentary from the Q1 2026 earnings call painted a picture of a company at an inflection point. Revenue came in at $57 million for the quarter, and they highlighted significant improvements in unit economics, labor and overhead costs per cube down 47% and 43% year over year respectively. Battery line 2 is ramping production, and they're focused on driving down costs while scaling output. The tone was confident but measured, acknowledging the execution risks while pointing to the manufacturing learning curve that's already delivering results. Let's dig into the financial health a bit more. The balance sheet shows total assets of about $885 million against total liabilities of over $1.6 billion. That leaves stockholders' equity negative at about $734 million. Now, that's not unusual for a hypergrowth company that's raised a lot of capital and accumulated losses, but it's worth flagging. The current ratio is a healthy 3.26, and the quick ratio is 2.68, so near-term liquidity isn't a concern. They've also raised substantial capital, over $200 million in financing activities in 2024, to fund the build-out. The company doesn't pay a dividend, which is expected at this stage. This is a pure growth story, not an income play. Now let's break down the SWOT analysis, because this is where the investment thesis really crystallizes. Starting with strengths, EOS has a differentiated technology. Zinc-based batteries are inherently safer than lithium-ion, and for long-duration storage, they're cost-competitive on a levelized basis. They're also domestically manufactured, which is a huge advantage given supply chain security concerns and government incentives. The revenue growth is undeniable, 700% year-over-year, and they've secured high-profile contracts, including the Golden Dome for America Defense Project. That's a mission-critical validation of their technology. On weaknesses, the company is still deeply unprofitable. Negative gross margins, negative operating income, and significant cash burn are the reality. The stock has also been extremely volatile, which reflects the uncertainty around execution. And there's the dilution issue. The share count has grown dramatically, and that's a real concern for existing shareholders. Opportunities are massive. The grid-scale energy storage market is projected to grow exponentially over the next decade. EOS is positioned to capture a meaningful share, especially with the Frontier Power USA venture and the Wattmore software partnership that simplifies deployment. The Golden Dome contract opens the door to defense applications, which could be a significant revenue stream. And as they scale production, unit economics should continue to improve. Threats include intense competition from established players like Tesla and Fluence, as well as other emerging technologies. There's also the ongoing shareholder litigation investigation by Kuhn Law, which adds an overhang, and the company's history of dilution and missed targets in the past has understandably made some investors skeptical. Looking at recent performance, the stock has been under pressure, down nearly 4% over the past month and over 60% from 3 months ago. The market is clearly pricing in execution risk and the dilutive capital raises. But it's worth noting that the stock has shown resilience at these levels. The selling pressure seems to be exhausting. For short-term traders, the volatility is extreme, and the beta of 2.8 means this stock will move hard in both directions. This is not a stock for the faint of heart. Now let's get to the valuation, because this is where MarketSnap's model really shines. The valuation framework selected for EOS is a forward PE model, and the confidence in this approach is high. Why? Because the company has analyst estimates for future earnings, and while it's not profitable today, the estimates show profitability on the horizon, specifically by 2028. A DCF model was considered but excluded because the company doesn't have a positive free cash flow history yet. The forward PE approach is the right lens for a hyper-growth turnaround story like this. So what does the model say? MarketSnap's fair value estimate lands somewhere around $7 per share. The current price is around $6. That puts the stock trading below our model estimate, a gap of maybe 20% or so. What drives this valuation? There are a few key levers. First, the model assumes a share dilution rate of 23% annually, which reflects the latest year-over-year trend. That's actually more conservative than the five-year average of 40%. Second, the target PE multiple is set at about 22 times forward earnings, which is a reasonable multiple for a hypergrowth company if they hit their numbers. Third, the model assumes the company reaches profitability by 2028, with earnings per share estimates turning positive. If those assumptions hold, the implied five-year CAGR is roughly 5%, which would turn a $10,000 investment today into somewhere around $12,000 in 5 years. But here's the important caveat. These are model estimates, and they swing heavily based on your assumptions. If you're more bearish on dilution, or you think the target multiple should be lower, the fair value drops significantly. If you're more bullish on revenue growth, it goes the other way. You can run your own valuation on the MarketSnap intrinsic value calculator on the website and see how the number shifts based on your own inputs. All right, here's my honest take on EOS Energy. This is a high-risk, high-reward speculative play. The technology is real, the market opportunity is enormous, and the recent contract wins, especially the Golden Dome project, validate that they're being taken seriously by customers who matter. The revenue inflection is real, and the cost improvements are tangible. But the company is still burning through cash. Dilution is a constant overhang, and the stock has been a value destroyer for long-term holders over the past 5 years. If you're considering EOSE, you need to size your position accordingly. This is not a core holding. It's a speculative bet on the energy transition. The model suggests the stock is trading below fair value with maybe 20% upside to the market snap estimate. A $10,000 investment today could be worth somewhere around $12,000 in 5 years if everything goes right. But if execution slips, or if the capital raises become too dilutive, that same investment could be worth a fraction of what you put in. What do you think about EOSE? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.